Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. It's Friday, March 28th, 2014, and I'm Leanne McAdoo. Well, in a shocking verdict, which just further proves that lawmakers will just arbitrarily make and enforce laws without any regard to the Constitution, Mike Widicek has now been found guilty of attempted possession of unlawful ammunition for an antique replica muzzleloader bullets. Now, the judge sentenced Mr. Widicek to time served, a $50 fine, and required him to enroll with the Metropolitan PD Firearm Offenders Registry. Now, there was much debate in this over whether or not the bullets were legal, since D.C. residents are allowed to buy antique replica firearms without registering them. And the judge himself seemed inclined to throw this case out because he kept asking, how could the bullets be illegal, but the gun they go in is not? Now, you'll recall that we reported on the story a while back, and it was a single inoperable 12-gauge shotgun shell that was found at Widicek's home that was causing all of this uproar. Well, the judge didn't even rule on that round because they couldn't find a lab that was able to cut it open in order to see if it worked or not, which just further shows that these guys have no understanding about guns or how they work, or the simple fact that rather than stopping the actual criminals that are overrunning D.C., they're going after law-abiding citizens who have ammo but no gun to put them in, further proving that it's not about stopping criminals or getting the guns out of the hands of criminals. It's about getting the guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens. They make the laws, and you follow them because they're above them. Meanwhile, we've got Kentucky State Rep. Leslie Combs. She accidentally fired her gun inside of the Capitol building when she was unloading it. Did she go to jail? Did she get in trouble? Did she almost have her life destroyed? No, because once again, they are above the laws that they make for you, the slaves, the law-abiding citizens, and they are above the laws that they make to enslave us. Now, continuing on with yesterday's bombshell news, where we reported about that leaked audio that unequivocally showed Turkish officials planning a false flag attack against their own country. We also exposed how the mainstream media didn't actually report about the contents of that leaked audio, only about the fact that the Turkish prime minister was planning on banning YouTube as he had already banned Twitter, calling the leaking of that audio as villainous and immoral. This is coming from a man who was planning a false flag attack against his own country. Well, because we reported on the actual contents of the audio, it sort of forced the media to then report on the contents. But of course, they've got their own spin on it. Now, even though this audio clearly states things like, "I'll make up a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey," spoken by the head of the Turkish intelligence, and there's also plans to attack the Suleiman Shah tomb with Al-Qaeda terrorists playing the role of patsies. Someone clearly states, "We can also prepare an attack on Suleiman Shah tomb if necessary." So to be clear, this is confirmed audio. It represents caught red-handed concrete evidence of Turkish officials planning attacks on their own country. But how does the mainstream media spin this? Well, Reuters outright lied and said that the conversation appeared to center on a possible operation to secure the tomb of Suleiman Shah. In reality, that conversation was about attacking the tomb. And then a CNN report goes to great lengths in exploring how and why the audio tape was leaked while failing completely to mention its actual content. And this goes on and on. There are many other mainstream media outlets. You can look and see how they covered that leaked audio, basically failing to report the contents of the tape. That just shows that governments everywhere do engage in false flag attacks to start wars, to create post-9/11 surveillance societies or Sandy Hook gun grabs. But they don't want you to know that because the mainstream media gets its talking points straight from the government, and the government does not want you to be aware of false flags. Now, in a surprising or unsurprising move, the government is going to be bypassing the middleman mainstream media altogether. Michigan Rep. Mike Rogers is going to take his CIA agenda straight to the people and get into talk radio. He's going to retire. Now, Mike Rogers, he has been an outspoken critic of Edward Snowden, calling him a traitor. He is a huge defender of the NSA program. He's a former FBI agent. He was nominated for the CIA to be the CIA director. I mean, this is the guy that's going to now be taking over the national airwaves. This is the effect of the U.S. lifting that propaganda ban last year. And this is the true transparency of this administration, is that now they are just openly propagating. They're not hiding it anymore. They're not hiding their corruption. That's the transparency we can count on from here on out. Now, the CDC newsroom is reporting that 1 in 25 hospital patients will get infected with a superbug, and that tens of thousands of Americans are dying every year because of it. Now, based on that survey, that comes out to 205 deaths per day on average in U.S. hospitals. Now, if we're talking about terrorists killing 205 people a day, or if 205 people were lost on a missing plane each day, this would be very big news. But when we're talking about hospital superbug infections resulting in the deaths of 205 Americans per day, it's just simply another statistic, and it's not treated as a national emergency, because somehow the annual death of 75,000 Americans is just business as usual when we're dealing with this sick care system here in America. And it's the same with pesticides. It's just these huge corporations, these huge systems that are basically getting off scot-free, even though they are linked to, now they're linking pesticides to increased rates of autism. Now, coming up later in the show, Ja'Kari Jackson is going to be speaking with Brian Hooker, who, through filing a Freedom of Information Act with the CDC, was able to link autism with a thimerosal in vaccines. You're not going to want to miss that. But you know what? Hey, this is America. The GMOs make us sick. The vaccines make us sick. Apparently going to the hospital now makes us sick. Pesticides make us sick. But we've got this health insurance, so we can all pay for our tumors in perpetuity. Wonderful. We'll stick around.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Yeah, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. You people need to understand that. Yeah.
Go f*** yourself.
Comment, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go f*** yourself.
Good comment, sir.
Go f*** yourself.
Is that the way we want our elected officials to act? Then come out with a weak, "I'm sorry that you didn't appreciate my intentionally offensive words" apology. But they're not the only ones. Right here in the city of Austin, activists took to City Hall to voice concerns about fluoridated water lowering IQs. The mayor even took it upon himself to use a single finger to display his current IQ after years of ingesting contaminated water. And here's an oldie but goodie candid moment from President Barack Obama.
People have been beaten down so long, and they feel so betrayed by government.
Well, it's not surprising then that they get bitter and they cling to guns or religion or antipathy towards people who aren't like them.
I know that I've kept a lot of you guys busy this weekend with the comments I made last week. Some of you might even be a little bitter about that.
Yeah, he said it, made a joke about it, but many people on the street still feel that it's a, quote, conspiracy theory that there are politicians actively conspiring to take away guns.
First of all, to the gentleman that's dying for attention, someone needs to inform him that there is no gun ban currently, but because of the work that we're doing here today, we will make your sign legitimate shortly. So you hang on to that.
And for the sake of time, let's move through some political moments that need no narration.
Who are they? Are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life, pro-assault weapon, anti-gay? Is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony, and we basically were told to run to our cars. Now that is what happened.
Thank you.
There was no sniper fire either when Senator Clinton visited two Army outposts where she posed for photos.
Hey, John, good job. Let me know what I can do to help you with Boehner.
You're a real big shot. You're a real big shot. Shut your mouth off. Keep walking.
They're going to have to ask that we follow some rules here. And one of those is going to be U.S. questions. I do the answers. That seems reasonable.
I'd love to get an answer.
That would be reasonable, right? You do the questions. That would be reasonable. You do the questions. I do the answers, and this jackass interrupts me. How about that as the new rule of the game?
Listen to what Holder told a Judiciary Committee hearing on May 3rd this year.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
Yet internal Justice Department documents show that at least 10 months before that hearing, Holder began receiving frequent memos discussing Fast and Furious.
You have said in the past that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I never said that. That's absolutely not. What I said was it's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service.
Since we have you here, we haven't had a chance to kind of talk about some
I'm
of the...
I'm not speaking about anything that's off topic. This is only about the president.
Well, what about...
Thank you.
Let me be clear to you. Yeah, I think you have to make it up to me. You're not mayor. You're not mayor.
You can find more reports at Infowars.com.
Celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. Celebrate the spirit of 1776 with the George Washington brass belt buckle or this incredibly sharp-looking 1776 hat. Badass. And be sure to check out the new arrivals at InfoWars Life, where you can prepare your body to perform at peak levels with Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Super Male Vitality, and Fluoride Shield. And wake up, America. Immune Support Blend is the healthy choice for the gourmet coffee lover. So get incredibly high-quality, freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
Many anthropologists and archaeologists believe that before man even discovered the power to harness and use fire, we were involved in agrarian activities. That is, taking the seeds of plants and then replanting them to produce more. the very foundation of our modern civilization and human culture is centered around the planting and cultivation of edible plants.
Here are some of the amazing deals at InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com. The Survival Seed Vault by My Patriot Supply features only the finest survival heirloom seeds for a robust and hardy garden, even in the toughest times. We also have starter varieties of the deluxe seed packages for fruit, salad, salsa, peppers, medical herbs, and more. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center at InfoWarsShop.com.
And remember, the revolution against tyranny is growing.
Have you ever wondered how closely vaccines are tied into autism? We hear the statistics, we hear the CDC numbers, we hear other people's numbers, but have you really researched it to know for sure? Well, Dr. Brian Hooker has. He's from Simpson University, and he's going to tell us all of his research right now. Thank you for joining us today, Dr. Hooker.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yes, we definitely appreciate you coming on. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience, and then after that, tell us what interests you the most about looking into autism and vaccines?
Well, my PhD is in biochemical engineering, and I've done a lot of work in assessing science. I've had a varied career. I've done work in molecular genetics for plants, done work in environmental cleanup, but I've also done a lot of statistics and, as of late, epidemiology. So I'm looking at specifically what's happening and what's causing the autism epidemic.
Exactly. Now let's go into one of your more recent articles. We have this article, Vaccine Industry Watchdog Obtained CDC Documents. Can you tell us a little bit about this document and what you found in your findings?
Sure. Just to back up a little bit, I got involved in this whole movement in 2002. Because I have a child who was injured by his infant vaccines and has developed, he's 16 now, he's developed some neurological issues and, you know, struggles on a daily basis. And we, you know, when he got vaccinated and when he started to show symptoms, it was very, very obvious to us that there was some problem and the two were connected.
Well, sir, if you don't mind me asking, could you tell us what type of problems he had?
Well, he has severe language delays. He essentially doesn't have any language, and experiences a lot of pain. He has been diagnosed with autism. I don't like to use autism as a diagnosis because there are so many different children that are presenting different problems that are kind of fall under this umbrella of autism. Mm-hmm. But, to me, it makes more sense to look at exactly neurologically what's going on. And his two biggest issues are language delays as well as extreme sound sensitivity.
Okay. Now, sir, moving more, you were going to talk about your recent.
Right. Okay. No, I've submitted over 100 FOIA requests to the CDC. And I've also been able to get some information from the CDC via congressional request. And the latest information basically showed that when children were exposed to thimerosal is the mercury-containing preservative that's used in vaccines and was used extensively in vaccines in the 1990s and early 2000s, but what I saw was that children that received thimerosal in their vaccines, they were essentially exposed to mercury, they were 7.6 times more likely to receive an autism diagnosis than children that did not receive mercury in their first month of life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And not only did we, you know, I knew that of this finding, It was actually in a data table that was received via Freedom of Information Act back in 2005. But the thing that we recently discovered was that this was not just a little known fact. This was not just a number on the paper. The CDC wide knew, and it had been reported at an internal CDC conference, that not only were we seeing ultra high risks of autism in when children were exposed to mercury in vaccines, but we were seeing in general neurological developmental disorders, speech and language delays, as well as what they termed the non-organic sleep disorder.
Well, okay. Dr. Hooker, if I could just stop you for a moment to clarify, you're saying that the CDC was aware of the findings that you just mentioned to us there?
Absolutely. But there's been no move or no energy to ban mercury in vaccines. In fact, the CDC will say, oh, yes, we phased mercury out of vaccines in the early 2000s, but that's just simply not true. What they did was they took mercury out of several vaccines, the hepatitis B, the Haemophilus influenza, and the DTaP vaccine, but then they put it in the flu shot, which became a part of the infant schedule and was also recommended for pregnant women in any trimester. So pregnant women are actually exposed to 25 micrograms of mercury when they follow the CDC's recommendation and they get their flu shot.
Meanwhile, they're telling pregnant women to avoid mercury and other things, you know, but you can eat, you can have your mercury in your flu shot, which is very, very troubling. So let's just take a moment and clarify, you know, what we're talking about here. So you're saying that vaccines, whether they be the shots that don't have them supposedly by the CDC or your flu shot, these things have mercury, thimerosal, and you're saying that this is, you know, at least one of the causes or a potential cause of autism.
Right, right. In other information that I've uncovered, the CDC actually did a study on prenatal thimerosal exposure and autism risk. This study came out. It was done by a gentleman by the name of Christopher Price, and it was published in Pediatrics in 2010. And in that particular study, they said not only was thimerosal safe for pregnant women, is this mercury-containing preservative, but it was also preventative against autism. So they were saying that mercury was preventative against autism. And that, you know, that's a preposterous result. Mm-hmm. A neurotoxin like mercury does not prevent neurological issues from occurring. Just, it just makes absolutely no sense. And, so I got the background information. I wanted to reanalyze the Price study. And I have reanalyzed the Price study, and what I found and what the CDC actually knew in 2008, 2 years before, was that women that got the flu shot during pregnancy were 8.7 times more likely to have a child that regresses into autism spectrum disorder. And they buried that result. It was an out and out fraud. If you look at the background report that I was able to obtain, via congressional request, and you see that information, it never saw the light of day. They simply ignored that particular number and they used dubious statistics in order to dismiss the risk. Okay. But in fact, based on their own study and based on their own statistics and epidemiology, those infants that were exposed to thimerosal in utero are 8 times more likely to regress into autism.
That's very unfortunate, doctor. Now we're talking about the vaccines affecting the children in the womb. Let's talk about the children outside the womb, you know, because you get out of the womb, you have to go to school, you have to get several shots. And what does your research tell you from the kids who get the series of shots, whether they be the hepatitis B, whatever type of shots, the booster shots? What type of information do you have on that?
Well, essentially, what the CDC has found and what I've uncovered, you know, this is, you know, I want to be very specific because there are two analyses here. There are the CDC's analyses that they basically covered up, and then there's my reanalysis of their same data. I've been able for several studies to get the original data sets and reanalyze them using what I think are much more sound, much more fair epidemiology techniques. But even in the CDC's admission, boys that received the full amount of thimerosal or received, let's put it this way, higher levels of thimerosal in their infant shots, are much more likely to, have tics. And this is by the CDC's own admission. But, you know, and yet it's still in flu shots. It's still the boys will receive a flu shot in their first 6 months of life, then another flu shot by the time they're 18 months of life. So that's 50 micrograms of mercury. But the CDC clearly has shown and has buried a result that boys that get thimerosal are much more likely to get ticks. Now, when I took that data and reanalyzed it, okay, and I used methods that the CDC will use dubious methods, so they cut down the level of variability of thimerosal exposure between their cases and controls. When I reanalyzed it, what I saw was not only were individuals much more likely to get tics, but they were much more likely to be language delayed, speech delayed, and also have lower IQs.
Wow.
Okay. And these are children that didn't receive an autism diagnosis. These are children that we would call, you know, in the autism community, neurotypical. But we're still seeing that, you know, because of this exposure, we are dumbing down our children.
Exactly. Now, doctor, let me ask you this, because we're talking about this autism thing, and there are plenty of people out there watching right now. They say, hey, you know, I've given my children shots. You know, they have no symptoms. What would you say to parents who have that viewpoint?
Well, you know, it's very interesting. In a statistical study, we want to get as many data points as possible. We want as much data as we can possibly get our hands on. So we need many. We evaluate many, many individuals. When I do a statistical study, I want to make sure that I have 10,000 controls. Now, if your child received infant vaccines that contained mercury or received other infant vaccines, and I'm not saying that mercury is the only problem. It is not.
Mm-hmm.
But if your child received all their shots and is not showing neurological issues, that's great. Okay, but statistically, we're seeing a much higher likelihood that they would have gotten those, and also that there are, you know, and you also have to bear in mind that the neurological issues may appear over time. Okay, so a child that may appear perfectly normal that received mercury in their vaccines, well, you don't know what their trajectory would have been if they had not. Okay, but because we're seeing in general an overall lowering of the IQ. Okay, so first of all, you may think your child is fine, but you don't know how they would have performed if they had not received mercury in their shots. Okay, and number two, you can't look at an N of one. You can't look at a statistical study. You know, in my house, if I do a statistical study, then vaccines had an apparent cause to my son's neurological issues.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you do an actual study, we need to look on a population basis, and we need to be able to protect all children. Okay, not just those children that supposedly didn't react to their vaccines, but we're responsible for the entire society. And now we're seeing statistically significant, solid results that show that these vaccinations, especially those that contain mercury, are wreaking havoc to our children's neurological systems, as well as their immune systems.
Yeah, we saw Mrs. Boyle of the CDC. She was being grilled, and a gentleman asked her. He said, you know, the children in Africa really didn't have any cases of autism before we started vaccinating them. Do you have any response to that? And she really did not. But while we're talking about the topic of autism, sir, you said it's a different thing, many different things, a cocktail of things. Are there anything else that people need to be aware of besides thimerosal?
I would say yes. I think that at this point, there are too many vaccines that children receive too young. If you look at the current vaccination schedule, children are receiving 49 different vaccinations by the time they reach age 6. That's just 49 individual needle sticks. Okay. Many of those needle sticks are for multiple antigens. You know, like the MMR, it supposedly protects against measles, mumps, and rubella. But the CDC has never tested the safety of the vaccination schedule. The study that they refuse to do is the outcomes and the health effects of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. And my contention is, if you have not done the study to show that these vaccines are safe, then there's no way that I'm going to put that in my body or my child's body. Okay.
Exactly. So those are very good points. No, please continue.
Otherwise, we're just a part of a grand experiment to see what happens. And you know, quite frankly, I'm not going to put my family through a grand experiment.
Exactly. You don't want to just say, well, let's see what happens when you're dealing with something that could potentially damage yourself or your child. Now, doctor, our time is short. I just want to get your comments on some recent mainstream news articles. We have this one from CNN. Autism rates now 1 in 68 in U.S. children, reports the CDC.
Okay, and I would venture to say that's an underestimate.
If you say 1 in 68 is an underestimate.
I would say that the numbers are probably more like 1 in 29, 1 in 30. Okay. Oh, yeah. Because number one, that the study that the CDC did was only 11 states. Okay. And within those 11 states, they left out states that are known to have high autism incidents, like New Jersey. Okay. And so we only got a very, very small sampling. This is not a nationwide study. This is a study of CDC centers that happen to be in 11 states. Okay. And when you look at individuals that have an autism diagnosis or an autism spectrum disorder diagnosis, they also limited their study to children that have low IQs. Okay. Autism and autism spectrum disorder does not necessarily mean low IQ. It could mean that they have extreme sensory issues, but they have a normal or even above average or even a very, very high IQ. Okay. So they've missed, cohorts. They are individuals. There is no doubt in my mind that this is a much more serious epidemic. And the thing that is even more compelling is why in the 1970s and the 1980s did we have autism rates that were 1 in 10,000. Mm-hmm. And now we're looking at numbers as 1 in 68.
Well, okay. That's a very big jump. Now, doctor, we've come to the end of our time. So just give us your final thoughts and also tell us how we can keep up with your work.
Well, there is a website that features a lot of my work on CDC malfeasance. That website is called ashotoftruth.org. And that's the best resource to get the most current information. There's lots of things coming. I'm reviewing documents all the time, so this is really just the tip of the iceberg. And I would say, you know, to anybody, if the government tells you that there's something that you should put in your body, doubt it. Okay. It is your body and it is not your responsibility to be a part of this grand experiment. If you don't feel like something's safe to put in your body, don't do it.
Simple as that. Simple as that. Dr. Brian Hooker, we definitely look forward to more reports. If you have more information, please let us know. And thank you for your time, sir.
Great. Thank you very much. I appreciate being on your show.
And as you heard the doctor say, getting a vaccination doesn't necessarily mean that you'll develop autism, but it does increase your risk. And if you'd like to educate before you vaccinate, stop by the InfoWars shop and pick up Vaccine Epidemic. Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again next time.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. The key is to be aware of this attack and to fight back against it. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency. I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.